Fine. So if anybody says, what is the proposition? Any philosophical argument, argument comes afterwards. But first is the statement, what do you want to say? What do you want to propose? What do you want to prove? That mankind has been pursuing the ideals of God, light, freedom, immortality and bliss. This is the first statement that Sri Aurobindo wants to make. But in making the statement, Sri Aurobindo uses argument at every step. Isn't it? That statement is complex because Sri Aurobindo makes a proposition, and along with the proposition, he argues at the same time. It's a very complex statement. When you analyze, you find how many trends of thought are involved in the very first statement. It's a very fortunate to come across such a statement in which it gives you complete exercise of philosophy to your mind in one sentence. So we have said the proposition of the life divine, of the whole book or the chapter at least, is that human beings are looking for meaning which manifests itself in the search for God, truth, light, immortality, bliss. This is the proposition. And this proposition is made by involving two arguments, a logical argument and a historical argument. Good. By stating a logical argument and by stating a historical argument. So this is the first proposition. Now second proposition of Sri Aurobindo is, which now begins the second paragraph, that this aspiration, whether it is justified or not, are human beings misled in aspiring for it? Or is it good for them to aspire for it? If it is good, what is the reason for it? Is it rational? Or is it a madness? And shall we continue it or not? That is the second question. Proposition of Sri Aurobindo is it justified to aspire for God, light, freedom, immortality? And it is here that Sri Aurobindo gives us an argument in the form of, you already answered this question, dialectical argument, correct. Sri Aurobindo expounds it by a dialectical argument in which he sets before us one set of facts, contrasts it with another set of facts, and shows a contradiction between the two. Having set this contradiction, the human mind now moves forward and says, therefore, what follows? If this is contradicted by another, then on what ground, what kind of consequence you will arrive at? So it's a continuation of the dialectical argument. So the argument, there are two arguments which are now put before us by Sri Aurobindo. The argument from the point of view of the material intellect, and another argument which is what I have called quintessential philosophical argument. Good. Now if you take material intellect's argument, the conclusion is, if you take material intellect's argument, Sri Aurobindo says, to the material intellect which takes its present organization of consciousness to be the limit of its possibilities, this contradiction is an argument against their validity. Right? That is to say, their validity means invalidity of what? There, T-H-E-I-R, there, stands for what? Ideals, correct. Invalidity of the ideals. So that is one solution. Ideals, therefore, are invalid. If there is a contradiction between this and that, the conclusion is that this contradiction is resolved by saying that these are invalid. That's the conclusion. Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Synthesis, denial of this. Now, Sri Aurobindo says that this argument is not conclusive. There is a deeper, quintessential philosophical argument in the light of which you may arrive at a different conclusion. This contradiction can be met by a synthesis. Now, whoever was feeling shy will answer this question. Don't feel shy, because we are all moving together in the same boat. Now, this question I am putting to you once again, just in order to help you to feel that you should not feel shy at all. You just move, we are all sailing together. So, answer this question. If you examine, if you take a deliberate view of things, then what happens? What is the conclusion? Read that. But if you take a deliberate view of the world's workings, then what do you find? What shall you find? Read that, we shall find. Excellent. This is the conclusion we shall arrive at. That this contradiction is actually an opposition which is intended by nature. There is a sanction of nature, there is a meaning in it. What is the meaning? Now we will come to the next paragraph. The very meaning is told in the very first sentence. That's right. This is the meaning. That when you find such opposition, there is a meaning in the nature's workings, which tells you that there is to be a harmony. It's a problem. All problems of existence are problems of harmony. Therefore, look for harmony. Don't merely say that this is opposed to this, therefore this is invalid. It is a kind of an idle man's answer, one who doesn't take the trouble. Oh, this is opposed to it, therefore this is wrong. Sri Aurobindo says, be more intelligent, be more meaningful, and enter into a meaningful inquiry. And if you enter into meaningful inquiry, you will find that there is a secret harmony. And find that harmony out. Right? Clear? So now Sri Aurobindo says, now you read the paragraph and tell me how Sri Aurobindo illustrates this harmony. You drop the intervening 3-4 lines and then come straight to the example Sri Aurobindo gives, the accordance from that sentence. You write, there is a sentence which begins with the accordance. Yes, correct. You found it? Jivatma, you found it? No. You read very quietly, no hurry. Got it? Yes, read it. Excellent.